Junk mail incites thoughts about problems. Junk mail incites thoughts about problems. What? Are you a person who looks at your junk mail and gets excited about, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, maybe I should be a little better in here and a little better there? If we could take the same enthusiasm, the same joy that we have in looking at our junk mail and looking at our body and say, yeah, that's me. I'm that whole and perfect body. I'm that body that has adequate vitamins and minerals and all good stuff about it. It's not that I don't have it. I do have it. And when I look at the junk mail, it just reminds me that that's me. The result, not the problem, but the result. Because I've already got all those things in my body, in my life, in my affairs. I've already got all of the things that junk mail wants to promote. And they just have such a good time doing it. But as they promote, are they promoting who I really want to be? Who I really want to express myself as? Now, if we get rid of that thought now too, do I want to be whole and perfect? No! I am whole and perfect. Do I want to have good lungs? No, I have good lungs. You see, the distance between wannabe and to be is 1,000,000 miles. The distance between our fulfilled desires and wishing they were fulfilled is eternity. When are we going to stop playing the game of tomorrow? Little Orphan Annie sang her song, tomorrow, 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 and it was always tomorrow. But yet, she lived a very exciting and a very wonderful life for a little girl. And she was kind of an adultish little girl, but she was just fantastic. But her father was Daddy Warbucks, and she had all sorts of interesting things in her life. Did she ever tell us about her problems? No. She always told us about how wonderful her life is, how wonderful the people are in her world, how wonderful everything is. She was always on top of that. We can all be on top of it all the time if we wish, but we cannot be on top of it if we do not take specific choice in being on top of it. The junk mail incites thoughts about problems. Let's have happy thoughts about happy things incite happy experiences of who and what we are. Can we do that? Can we have that as our reality? Can we live in that right now? They say again and again and again, doctors who go to medical school, and most doctors go to medical school, by the time they're halfway through or so on, they vicariously experience every junk mail. Oh, how'd that get in there? They experience every negative idea that society might have for itself. Now, are we going to experience those things for ourselves? Are we going to live in our life and live unhappy experiences because that's what we are thinking about? Well, that's what we're thinking about, so that's what we'll experience. Do you have the opportunity to say, I'm whole and perfect? Now, you don't want to be whole and perfect tomorrow. You don't want to be whole and perfect yesterday. You want to be whole and perfect now. And so when you say, I'm whole and perfect now, what are you saying? You're saying, that is my reality domain. That is what and who I really am, whole and perfect right now. This is the important thing for us to be aware of. It's the important thing for us to look into. It's the important thing for us to consider about ourselves. Do you want to live in a whole and perfect body? Or do you like having something to complain about? Do you want to be ideally young, ideally perfect, ideally fantastic? Or do you want to say, well, I'm getting older. I used to say all the time, I'm spirit ideal and alive.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Oh, Ellen remembers it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I'm young, vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25.
I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Now, when did I stop saying that? When did I start saying I'm 26? When did I stop saying that I'm 25? When did I stop being young, vital, dynamic, alive? I'm 25. That's not a joke. That's not a joke. The mother who doesn't have time to be ill because she's got her children to take care of. The father who goes to work lovingly. I was talking to a young paramedic the other day, and he wasn't too happy with being a paramedic because there wasn't too much money in it. He wanted to buy a house and have a family and stuff. But I told him, if you will take your paramedic job, which you enjoy very much, really, and love it, and give 100% of yourself to your paramedic work, so that you can just feel you're doing some wonderful things and you're loving it, loving it, loving it, doors will open for you to open into new, wonderful experiences you never dreamed possible. But they're experiences that you're ready for. Now, you may not be ready to be the CEO of a corporation, but are you ready to be the janitor? Are you ready to do a janitor's job so beautiful, so fantastic, that you're on top of everything? Are you ready to be a receptionist? Are you ready to be a typist? Are you ready to be a computer operator? Are you ready to move into whatever opens up for you? Well, if you're not, then you'll never have those experiences. And as I told him, whatever experiences you have, you don't know, but these are the doorways to your present, to all the magnificent things that you can do. And as you do that, you feel just wonderful. You don't feel that you're unable to do the job because it has requirements that you haven't thought of for yourself, but just go with it. Go with it. And know that you can be the head of the hospital. You can be the head of the paramedic program. You can be a political officer if you wish. You can do anything you want. But give your very best to whatever you do. Give your very best to whatever you do and act as though that job is the most exciting job in the world, and it will be. And as you act as though that job is the most exciting job in the world, you will enjoy it, and you will feel happy at the end of the day, and you will feel more doors are opening. I'm independently wealthy. You don't care how you get wealthy. It's not your business to care how you get wealthy. You get wealthy by doing every job to your highest and best. You express wealth by doing everything, A number one. Are you able to be the finest of whatever you do? That's the thing to do. And if you're not able to be the finest in what you're doing, then do be the finest in whatever you're doing, to wanting to do or going to do. But let go and let the magic inside of you be your true person. That's your reality. Now, is the magic inside of you whole and perfect? Okay, then say I'm whole and perfect. Is the magic inside of you saying to you that I can do anything that's called upon? Anything I'm asked to do, I do it beautifully and wonderfully. And I know just the right people to ask if I have any questions about what I'm doing. And they answer me not as though I'm wasting their time. They're answering me as though I care and they care. And whatever I do, it is wonderful and good. Junk mail incites thoughts about problems. But I'll take my mail inside of me that says, I'm whole and perfect. I'm 25. I'm enjoying life. And everybody loves me because I love everybody. Without limitation. Without condition, without anything. I just totally like myself. Hence, I like all of my creation, and I do everything beautifully. And my life is filled not with problems, but with wonderful, fulfilled solutions. And that's who I am. And that's who you are. So today, make this your reality in your world by doing everything you do the best you can. And know that you are ideal. And you are always fulfilling all the solutions in your world. And your solutions are being that which you are. Whole and perfect, wealthy, happy, healthy, hearty, in every way, magnificent. Know this for yourself today, as I know it for myself. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.